Looking for an alternative to fast food for the holidays? Is your family tired of the same plastic-wrapped sandwiches in their lunchboxes? Do you need food that is easy to prepare but also is nutritional and good-tasting all at the same time? Welcome to Mrs. Kerrigan's Recipe Blog Review. I will be sharing with you some of my favorite recipe blogs and cooking tips along with some terrific nutritional and great-tasting recipes. I can help you make those dreaded lunchbox lunches a lot more appealing. Hi, I'm Mrs. Kerrigan from Mrs. Kerrigan's Recipe Blog, and since it's getting close to Christmas, today's show is going to be on how to make a very pretty trifle, one that tastes as good as it looks. It will be one of your family's favorite desserts for this holiday season and many years to come. First, I had thought about sharing some of my favorite cookie recipes, but instead, I thought I'd surprise you with the trifle. Actually, I'm going to surprise my husband with a trifle, but you get the benefit of having it on my podcast. You can find cookie recipes on my blog along with a trifle recipe that I'm going to talk about today. Before I get started, I want to first thank my sponsors. Railroad Insurance Group, keeping your financial future on the right track. To find out more, visit their site at www.railroadinsurancegroup.com. And I also want to thank Chad Austin Fitness, where you too can be fit for life. Visit www.chadaustinfitness.com, where you will find over 115 workouts, 800 videos, and 9 programs to help you stay fit for life. This recipe in one of my coupon inserts in the Kansas City Star Sunday newspaper. It is called a Raspberry Fudge Mocha Mousse Trifle, inspired by Smucker's and Folgers. Let's gather our ingredients. And remember, if you do not have a pen and paper with you, you'll find this recipe and more on my blog, mrspaulkerrigan.blogspot.com. For this recipe, we are going to need 1 12-ounce jar Smucker's Red Raspberry Preserves, a 1.5 cups Red Raspberries washed and drained, 1 12-ounce jar Smucker's Hot Fudge Topping, a 1/4 cup Strong Brewed Folgers Coffee, 2 8-ounce containers of Frozen Whipped Topping, Fod, 1 10-ounce prepared Angel Food Cake cut into 1-inch pieces. It makes about 8 cups. Alright, first we're going to combine 1/4 cup preserves and the red raspberries in a small bowl. You want to reserve 5 of those raspberries for the garnish. Just stir those up until they're nice and pretty all together and it's all mixed up. Now you're going to take your hot fudge topping. First, place 2 tablespoons of that into the small resealable plastic bag so you have it for drizzling later. Now combine the rest of the hot fudge topping along with your strong brewed coffee into a large bowl until it's well blended. Then take 1 container of your whipped topping and fold it all in there until it's all fluffy and looks like a mousse. Then you're going to stir the remainder container of whipped topping until it's fluffy and set it aside. Now, for the fun part, get your trifle bowl out and layer 1/2 of the cake onto the bottom of your trifle bowl. If you do not have a trifle bowl, you can use a pretty glass bowl or even individual dessert bowls. Spread on 1/2 of the fudge mousse and 1/2 of the plain whipped topping. Spoon all of the berries evenly over the topping, and now top with a layer of remaining cake cubes and fudge mousse. Then take your remaining whipped topping and spoon dollops over the center of your trifle. Top with your reserved raspberries. Microwave your remaining preserves on high for about 10 seconds, stirring until smooth. Then you're going to drizzle over your topping and fudge mousse. Then take your hot fudge topping and microwave it for about 5 seconds, cut a small corner of the bag, and drizzle that on top of your trifle too. You're going to want to chill this for about 1 hour before serving. I tried to make this the night before once, and it didn't turn out as well as if I had made it the day we planned to eat it.
Delighted.
joining me today for my fifth episode of podcasting. Be sure to leave me a comment and let me know how your trifle turned out. Trifles are so much fun to make, and I just love to listen to my guest rave about how pretty my trifles look. Next week, I'll share with you a couple of my favorite cookie recipes. Until then, have a great week and enjoy the holiday shopping.